them, and then after I got grown and made my family, mm-hmm. Well, it helped me, and that's one reason, I guess, and I didn't forget anything, mm-hmm. But shucks, I'm going to forget my name sometimes. Things that I ought to remember right now, and I'll ask my boy about it. Mama so-and-so, I said, yeah, sure enough, I forgot it. I was watching his eyes, that cloth come down over his eyes, it's better when the eyes, I like, don't touch them.
That's I think that's what, when they had pink eye, they'd say.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have something done for him right away.
Oh.
He won't say nothing.
Yeah,
yeah.
That
hurt real bad. He won't let me know that it worries me, and he won't
that's
let on
problem,
no more.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh. Now, if a child's just learning to dress himself, the mother might bring in the clothes, and she might, you know, say, well...
Change.
Mm-hmm.
Put on clean clothes. Change into these clothes.
Mm-hmm. And if she was showing him where the clothes were, she'd say, well, now...
In the closet.
Mm-hmm. And she'd point to it and say, now, here's...
Your clothes.
Mm-hmm. And, now... If you were having an argument with somebody and you wanted to ask them if they didn't think you were right about this, you might say, well, now I'm right. If you wanted to ask them if they didn't think you're right, you say, well, I'm right.
A positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you were going to ask them, and you, if they didn't think you were right, you'd say, now I'm right. Aren't I, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And,
I know I'm right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If I'm positive that I am, uh-huh. And we're arguing about it, well, I'll say, well, I know I'm right. I'm not arguing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if you were going to ask them if they thought you were right, you'd say, I know I'm right.
And you're wrong.
Mm-hmm. And if you were asking them if they thought you were right, you'd say,
yes.
If you wanted to ask that person if they thought you were right, you'd say, well, I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't I? Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody asks, was that you I saw in town yesterday, you might say, no, it
was not.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking me, mistaking me for someone else.
Uh-huh. Now,
I did have that to happen several times when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
Men folks would holler at me across the street, say, wait a minute, lady. Wave his hand, be a perfect stranger. Here they'd come. Oh, they'd say, aren't you so-and-so-and-so-and-so?
Uh-huh.
I said, no, sir, my name's Annie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I beg your pardon, you favored my niece, you look so much like her.
Huh.
I thought it was her. He said, excuse me.
Oh.
Several times. I said, well, excuse me. I said, I didn't think there was anybody looked like but just myself. He said, no, you look very much like my niece. That's the reason I thought you were her. That's the reason I hollered at you and said, yeah, I want you to beg your pardon. I didn't mean to. I said, well, that's all right.
Isn't that funny that you feel like you look like somebody? Now, if somebody was talking about like there was a terrible accident up the road, but then they might say, well, now there's no need to call the doctor because the people are...
poor.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, if the people, if it was a terrible accident and they were killed, you'd say, well, the people were, before I got there, they were...
dead.
Mm-hmm. They were
all dead, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've never seen anything like that yet, only my own boy. They don't like to kill me.
Your own boy?
Oh, yeah. He got killed when he was 12 years old.
And was that in an accident?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, honey, whether it was or not.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a man's been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say, well, 2 miles is...
a long distance.
Mm-hmm. And if, in a,